I'm David Byrd. The United States on Friday will pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to develop its own new warheads after Russia refused to destroy its new missiles that NATO says violate the pact. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is optimistic a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact.
Russia would like to do something on a nuclear treaty, and that's okay with me. They'd like to do something, and so would I.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the expiration of the treaty will heighten the threat of ballistic missiles.
The world will lose an invaluable break on nuclear war, and this will likely heighten, not reduce, the threat posed by ballistic missiles.
U.S. officials for months have complained that Russia turned a deaf ear to pleas from officials here and in Europe to halt its violations of the treaty, especially development and fielding of the SSC-8 ground-launched cruise missile. Russian officials say they have strictly observed the treaty's provision and have not allowed violations. North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range missiles off its east coast, its third launch in a week. The Yonhap News Agency reports the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff say the projectiles were fired at 2:59 a.m. and 3:23 a.m. At the White House, President Trump said he was not concerned about the missiles, calling them very standard.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
Meanwhile, at the UN Thursday, Britain, Germany, and France delivered a joint statement condemning the latest North Korean launches. For more, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is again boosting his trade war with China. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president will impose new tariffs beginning September 1st.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday a dozen staffers had been sent to a Democratic Republic of Congo border city to manage Ebola cases there. 12 CDC employees will go to Goma, a major transit city near the Congolese border with Rwanda. On Thursday, Goma confirmed its third case of Ebola. Henry Wok, the CDC Director of Preparedness and Emerging Infections, said several factors make dealing with the outbreak more difficult.
Ongoing violence, armed conflict, community distrust, and other unprecedented problems have complicated public health response activities. As of July 31, 2019, a total of 2,713 cases, including 148 in healthcare workers and 1,813 deaths, have been reported.
The announcement came just hours after Rwanda briefly closed the border it shares with Congo over fears that the disease would spread. A dual American-Turkish citizen who left the United States as a teenager with his brother to join the Islamic State terror group has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omer Kuzu appeared in a Texas courtroom Thursday charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Prosecutors say that Kuzu left the United States in October of 2014 with his brother, bound for Istanbul, Turkey. Several months later, they were smuggled into Syria. Kuzu said he was then taken to Mosul, Iraq, for weapons training and pledged allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi upon his return to Syria. Officials say that Kuzu, now 23, was captured along with 400 other IS fighters by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces near the village of Dashisha in March, after fleeing with about 400 other fighters as the terror group's self-declared caliphate collapsed. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Voice of America. 1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.